Hello there, listener. You've got 5 minutes. That's right, 5 minutes to a better you, a better day, and hopefully a better outcome. It's me, Tara, and I'm here with Mental Health Moments with Tara, the podcast. So you all know I took a little break, and I need to do that from time to time, and I encourage you to do that in your own lives and responsibilities when you need to. Breaks are not always bad. Retreats, breaks, vacations, sabbaticals, whatever you want to name them or brand them, sometimes it can work out for the best. I will tell you that I like to do a lot of reflection. If you know me, you know reflection includes a journal, it includes some soul searching and all of that stuff. And we really need to do that on a regular basis. So I just want to set the tone. The topic that I want to bring into our conversation right now is the difficult stuff. What in your life do you find the most difficult? If you were to write down maybe the top three things that are really big difficulties in your life, I would love you to do that. And I know that sometimes we like to focus on the positive, and there's nothing wrong with that unless it's toxic. We don't want toxic positivity. We have to sometimes give attention to those difficult matters because they need our attention from time to time. So what's something in your life that you find difficult? Write down three aspects. It could be your job, it could be your routine, it could be the state of your finances or the state of our world. I don't want to fill in the blanks for you. I'm sure you are very aware of what's difficult in your own life. And as you really navigate that, I want you to have at least three. And I think the beauty of having three is it gives you a nice little list to work from for the purposes of what we're going to do here. So navigating those three things that you find the most difficult, I want you to figure out why they're difficult. Do they call you to the next level in life? Are they uncomfortable? Maybe the answer to that is both. Maybe it's uncomfortable and it does call you to the next level in life. It's possible that those things that you find difficult are difficult because they feel awkward. They don't feel like things that are natural for you. Or maybe it's something else. But navigating it is really important because we can't grow unless we can acknowledge and see what we need to grow in. How do you grow in something that you don't know is an issue, right? So navigate those difficult issues in your life or those difficult topics that you're dealing with currently in your life. And let's figure out why. And then next, I won't say lastly because it's a continued process, figure out what you need to do next regarding that difficulty. Do you need to go to another step in your pursuit of making that not as difficult? Do you need to challenge yourself more? Do you need to take a class or talk to an expert in that area? Is it something that's a relationship issue where you need to actually have a heart-to-heart or change up your boundaries in some way? I want you to navigate what's missing that makes it a difficulty. Difficulties are not rare. I want to encourage you with that. So if there's any shame being attached to what we're talking about right now, I'd like you to take a big old mental broom and sweep away that shame because it doesn't belong here. We are talking about things that we go through as humans. And humanity is amazing, but humanity also has difficulties apparent, and that's how we navigate them and fix them, right? If we see them for what they are, and then we do the work of trying to figure out how to make things better. And that's what I want to encourage you with today. So if you like what you're hearing, I would love if you shared it with someone else. Please take some time, support in whatever way you see fit. Listen with a friend, do what you need to do. But take today's mental health moment as something that can really boost you to where you need to be, and I hope this encourages you. Remember, we only have 5 minutes, but we use it well. That's the way that we excel and get to a better place in life. Take care of yourself, and as always, be well.